This episode brought to you by Joanna Martin. When you think food, think Joanna Martin. I don't know why.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Community Fancast. I'm the real host, Hannah Grover, finally able to join in. Unfortunately, Zach is unable to join us tonight, so we've roped Gabe Rodriguez back in to fill his void. You want to say hey, Gabe?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm back. First one to do it.
Woo. Yay. And today, our very special guest hosts are Noah Gregory.
Hello.
And Christopher Hager.
What's up?
And as usual, we have our two producers, Josiah Rep.
Hi, I am here.
And Matthew Bird.
I, too, am here.
Great. All right. That's great. Today's the third episode, and we'll be talking about this past month's Messy Mondays episode. And then we're going to play a brand new game called Hashtag Advice. I'm really excited about that. And then we'll all talk about and share our favorite Big Head Kid moments. So that's what we've got to
yeah,
do tonight.
Yeah, I like Big Head Kid.
Big Head, yay, Big Head Kids. I'm excited about that. So the first episode of Messy Mondays was that we're going to talk about tonight was the top 10 movie cliches. Gabe, do you have any insights about that one?
Yes. I really hope they get that sponsor back because MoviePass, I think it was MoviePass, right? Mm-hmm. It sounds really awesome. And they didn't, they were saying on the podcast that they didn't have a whole lot of sponsors this month. So I hope that they get that back because it's awesome.
Yeah. In fact, actually, I think they said it was just a one-time thing that they actually said, hey, MoviePass, MoviePass didn't even approach them. They approached MoviePass.
Oh. Right. It was a free trial. As a free trial, a little ad, yeah. So it's pretty cool. And then the one that I liked the most, I think it was about halfway through the video when they talked about the bad guy monologuing. Mm-hmm. He clearly has the our hero in his clutches. He can kill him at any moment, and yet he's monologuing. He's just like, I've got you, and you could do nothing about it, instead of just killing him. If you just kill him, the movie would be over and he would win. So,
right.
But no, we have to have the movie, obviously. But like, they need to do something other than just make the bad guy talk for 20 minutes.
A lot of people, kind of funny, pointed out that it looked like they were using a shotgun mic as a prop for the gun.
I totally didn't notice that. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good though. And
I thought Jordan looked good as like a gangsta, like with the orange bandana. That was cool.
Well, I think he was more of an action hero, like a G.I. Joe type of dude.
Oh, okay. See, but I didn't get that. I got gangsta.
No, I don't think so. Maybe though.
The point is that he looks good.
Yes, yeah. He really does. Speaking of looking good, the part where they're talking about the guy doesn't notice the girl until she takes off her glasses and mm-hmm. Puts down her hair or whatever. And I'm like, that's really true in a lot of movies, and it's really dumb. Because you could still tell when a girl is attractive, even if she has ratty hair and everything. They always get like a supermodel to do that anyway. So it's like they're trying to make them less attractive to make it like make sense. But yeah, it never actually makes sense.
Yeah, that's a weird trope.
It is.
The more you think about it, the weirder it is.
Yeah, now sort of on the reverse, when it's more focused on the girl character and her self-consciousness, then I think that's a good thing, like when she finally lets loose of, like, I know it's a weird example to use, but I think like at the end of High School Musical, Don't Judge Me.
Never seen it.
Oh, no.
The girl, like, who always kept her hair up, like, lets her hair down or something. And then it's cool because it looks good. I mean, like, it's more of a sense that she had become less self-conscious and let herself do that because she was always worried about how she looked. And in that case, I think if it's focused on that, then it's good. But if it's focused on the dorky guy who doesn't care how he looks, how she looks, then I don't think that that's a good use of that kind of trope.
Exactly. More of the inside. And then last thing, the best friend character that they talked about, yeah. As soon as they said it, I was like, oh, that's, now I can't remember his name. Nope, but there's this one, Seth Rogen.
Oh,
Seth Rogen. He plays that character. He is that character in every movie, even if he's the lead. And I just thought that was hilarious because it was basically Josh doing a Seth Rogen impression.
Yeah, you see that in a lot of different movies.
Yep, that's all I got.
My favorite was he is family cliche. It reminded me of Remember the Titans at the end when I can't remember the character's name, but the white guy was like, he had gotten in a car accident and his legs.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, Remember the Titans. Wait. But I can't remember the guy, the name of the guy.
Gary.
Gary. And his friend, you know, who's obviously.
Julius.
Yeah, Julius, who's obviously African American, was like, I kind of want to go see him. And they're like, you can't go in there. And he's like, can't you see that we're related, Alice? And it was just like, yeah. It's supposed to be a good, like, oh, they finally overcome the race thing. And like. Uh-huh. But it happens a lot in other movies too.
It happens in an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it was especially weird there because it's like, no, you guys are co-workers. No.
Hey, well, I mean, she was just shot and she was the new girl. So it kind of matters. Oh, she was the new recruit. Yeah. She was the really so the emotional.
You watch this show too?
Let's just spoil all of season one of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But no more than that because I haven't watched.
Yeah, go.
Season one, yeah, season off on a tangent. Season one, then I can admit, wasn't that good up until the final part. But anyway,
let's
kind
stay
of back
on topic.
On the
this is
whole,
not a Marvel podcast.
Let's go back.
I know. Yeah, back on the whole cliche thing. I think that's actually one cliche. Besides that, now that you reminded me of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that I really actually haven't seen as often as they seem to have said that it happens. I guess I just don't watch too many movies. I think I can't think of any more examples, but maybe more in general how people become more seen as family, maybe not in specific scenarios such as a doctor's visit, but that was one which to me didn't quite fit from what I've watched, but I can see how it has happened in some scenarios.
You got to watch more movies where people go to the hospital. Every time they go to the hospital and they have friends, happens nearly every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
You know what? One movie cliche scene that they should have talked about is the post-credit scene. Because that's becoming annoyingly common. Like, it used to be an Easter egg thing that only really dedicated people saw. Now everyone expects it. They didn't talk about that.
Right. Yeah, but see, there's still 90% of schlubs that just walk out of the movie that they paid for. They paid for that extra 2 minutes, right? And they walk out of it. And I'm just like, guys.
I walked out of a movie that I won't admit that I saw in here that had a post-credit scene. And as soon as I left the theater, I was like, why did I do that?
But I mean, like, the whole idea of a post-credit scene, anything secret, I mean, once it happens a couple of times, I mean, people are destined to become mainstream. So, I mean, like, it was inevitable that the post-credits scene would end up being something that everyone comes to understand that's going to happen because it happens over and over again and people expect it.
Well, it's a marketing thing. Quite enjoy it. Myself, like sometimes there's some dumb ones, you know, like the Thor one where he just kisses the girl and like there's this monster that that like runs in the background and that's it. But like some of them like actually give, you know, hints to the next movie, and I like that.
Yeah, I like the Deadpool one. I just saw Deadpool a couple weeks ago, and that was funny. It's like, you're expecting a second movie thing? No, you're not gonna get that. It was kind of funny, but. Okay, so is that it for the top 10 movie cliches? Do we have any more comments?
I got one.
I think Chris didn't get to go.
Oh, right. Chris, go ahead.
My favorite part was the dolly zoom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you explain that to me? Because I didn't quite get that.
It's whenever the main character has like a revelation, the camera will zoom in on their face.
Well, it zooms in.
What's the dolly, though?
It moves in while zooming out. So the background is going away from them while the face is going towards the camera. It's a cheap cinematography.
Oh, okay. Trick.
Mm-hmm. I just learned about that in my film class.
Okay. See, whenever I see that,
they didn't demonstrate it that well.
No.
But it was funny.
That was my favorite one. I got it. I like the effects, so I see that a lot in a lot of movies, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm taking a film class right now, and that was one of the techniques. We just learned about cinematography in one of the chapters of the book that we're going through. And the more I'm taking the class, the more I watch new movies now, the more I'm like, oh, that's what this is, that's what that is. So it's kind of cool that they did that.
Mm-hmm. I'm so jealous. So very jealous.
The movies that we're watching in the film class, this is going off tangent, but the movies that we're watching are all like foreign films with subtitles. And I mean, the last one that we watched was super boring, so I don't know. okay. So is that all you had about the YouTube, the top 10 movie cliches one, Chris?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much it. Except I did like the ending too, where the character that dies comes back. Yeah. Makes me think of the Avengers.
Marvel movies.
How many of those people have died now?
All of them.
A couple people have stayed dead.
No, that's true.
Okay, Quicksilver, I give him two more movies.
They're not going to bring Quicksilver back though, because Fox has rights to him, though. That was the agreement that Marvel gets, or MCU gets to keep Scarlet Witch, and X-Men Universe gets to keep Quicksilver. So he's going to stay dead because they have to keep him dead.
Let's
move on to the next video.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Who wants to start with the five words to describe people who disagree with me? How about
Chris, you want to go?
Yeah, Chris, you want to start this time?
No, I'll go second since I just did it. So
okay. Well, I went first last time. Noah is muted. Hannah, I think it's your turn.
Oh, okay, cool. The dangerous, scary one. Oh, and also the unintelligent, the word unintelligent. I was thinking it reminded me of conversations that I have with my friends who are also English majors, and we take classes that are for English majors, but then like non-majors also join in, and the non-majors tend to say things that don't make sense or that aren't like on topic or whatever, or just completely out of the blue that wouldn't relate to like what we're talking about. And I remember like we always talk about how they are less intelligent than we are because we know about the book better than them, or we can talk more about the book than them. So I fall in that trap all the time. I'm like, yeah. Nice. So
it happens. I really liked the problematic, and did anybody else notice purpose in their hearts? I was like, that is an odd phrase, and it is really specific, but it's that odd phrase to be using like a normal sort of conversational video. I was like, I wonder if he wrote this like on a Sunday afternoon after he like went to church or something, and the, you know, the pastor had said that, because that's kind of like a pastor phrase.
Yeah.
And then do you guys, I'm gonna pull a deep reference here. Do you guys know what the MLG air horn sounds like?
No, I do not.
The
I never have my phone and that app open on me when it's relevant, but I have the app that makes the noise.
Okay, I can play it, but it'll be really cruddy. It's not. I just did it with my voice, so you'll just have to imagine from that. But when Jordan said something very cutting to his opponent or something, they just did that, and it, you know, it's a whole like get wrecked thing, and I just love that.
Noah, did you have any thoughts on the five words to describe people who disagree with me?
I just thought it was nice to have a purely sarcastic video. I think those are always fun, just to see how, like, just to see him, just when people come and when the ones that are more subtly sarcastic, and then they see this and they realize that all the videos are sarcastic, and it's just fun in general just to see. And it's also very thought provoking as well to see where you actually do believe this and it's not good.
Yeah, that's true.
So with that video, one of my favorites was unintelligent. I kind of feel like that's pretty true. It's like, okay, you guys don't, I don't agree with you guys, so you guys are unintelligent.
Yeah.
You're stupid. You're stupid.
You're blind to the reality around you.
Pretty much.
You don't pay attention.
Chris, did you have any thoughts on it, on the video?
Well, I actually can't remember too much of it at the moment, but yeah, I didn't get a chance to review all the videos, so going off by memory, but
that's all right.
But
awesome.
Like going through is like, as Noah was saying, it was pretty sarcastic, and I can't say anything about it. I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead.
That's okay.
Oh, can I add one before we go on to the next one? The R-rated joke in the beginning, I was like, oh, wait, did they, like, misname it? Did they have, 7 and then they wrote 5 on the title? But no, it was like, no, we're going to have to take out the more R-rated jokes. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving along, the next video we had was Top 30 Christian Pickup Lines. I thought that was hilarious.
That was really good.
And it was great because we were able to add a lot to that. I remember the post that Josh put up on the creative team, and I recognized a lot of the ones in the resulting video from the discussion that ended up on that page.
Did anybody get one in? Did anybody come up with one that was in the video?
I don't think mine did.
Ah, dang.
I think I had a good one, but I put it in too late.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like my favorite one out of those was the one about Paul rethinking his singleness.
Yes. Yes. Mostly because I disagree with Paul so bad on that. Like,
I think the best part about it was that how they subtly made all of Big Head Kid's lines more creepy than all the other ones.
I don't think it was subtle.
No, I think.
I don't mean completely subtle, but I mean like it wasn't too much in your face. I mean, some of them, I mean, they were they ranged from cheesy to not too creepy, but I mean, like they weren't like on super opposite sides of the spectrum. So, but it was interesting how they did that.
They threw him under the bus. Whenever they had a super creepy one or like a super awkward one, they gave it to Big Head Kid so that he looked
poor
bad.
Big Head Kid.
Yeah.
We'll talk about him later.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
The Proverbs 31 was good too.
Oh, that one was good.
I had to look that one up. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh. What?
I was like, was that the
You
the...
are not a real Christian.
was that the part where beauty is fleeting and charm is deceptive? Or is that something else? And it was something else.
Nah.
What did you guys think of the Room for Me callback? I thought that was kind of
I always love callbacks to that.
Okay. I didn't quite like that because I was like, it was great the first time, but like now it was weird. I thought it was a bit weird. I don't like callbacks as a rule, I think, though.
I'm a sucker for meta humor. Anything that references yourself is always funny, unless it's too self-indulgent.
So, yeah, and what were some of your guys' favorite ones from the post that we had all the discussion on that were never actually put into the
I have
the
no
video?
Idea. I haven't looked at it since before the video.
Well, that's a good question. I haven't looked at that either. I didn't know.
I can tell you guys one that I thought of.
Okay.
Basically, if King Solomon knew you, he wouldn't have had 700 wives. But that came out really bad.
That would have been one of the ones Big Head Kid would have said.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my friend, I had asked my friend because he, my other friend from the smaller church that I go to, who is really good at puns and stuff, and I knew he'd be a good source, although I put one in too late. His was, "Hey, do you like following God? You want to be fruitful and multiply?" I think that would have been one of the Big Head Kids ones.
Oh, no.
That would have been one of the Big Head Kids
ones. I remember that one now.
Oh, no.
That would have been one of the Big Head Kids ones.
See, I've never actually heard any of these. On. And yeah, I don't. Yeah, let's just move on. None of these are actually, like, literally flattering.
I know.
So, like, they're just really humorous. Okay, so the next one was Christian Dating Secrets Revealed.
I really like this one.
Or, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I have nothing to add to that. I just really liked it.
I liked it too. No, do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah. I think that one fits under another one of my categories that I like. I mean, while people who describe five words that describe people who I disagree with was blatantly sarcastic. This was sarcastic, but in a satire way, and that's another type of the Blimey Cow videos that I like.
Mm-hmm. Chris, what about you? Any thoughts?
Well, I like the video a lot. I'm surprised they didn't have the coffee cliche.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
Oh. Should we explain that, yeah, or should we just leave it at that?
I got so worried about that. I'm glad it wasn't in it.
It's a cliche that I encounter all the time. That's why I harassed you about it. We're still not explaining it to people listening to the podcast. We're just talking about stuff.
Yeah, I need to know about it too, because I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, there's a cliche that I hate in Christian college circles.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. It's, "Hey, you want to go get coffee sometime?" as a form of asking someone out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Chris here, he posts to the Patreon creative team at some point. So I asked this girl out for coffee, and there was more to the post. The first comment on the post was me saying, "Well, your first mistake was the stupid Christian coffee cliche." And we've referenced it elsewhere since. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can understand it completely, though.
Yeah. It mostly comes from the fact that I just don't like coffee.
The whole, like, getting married in college thing, that's, like, it's still a thing going on that happens all the time. I think when I was in Bloomsburg a couple of years ago, they called it the MRS degree. So, like, you're going to get your MRS degree. Well, that's why you're going to school. Yep. You're not going to school to actually get a real degree. I mean, you are. You're working on a real degree, but you're not. You're going there to get married. So, and I know now that I'm 20, almost 26, like, people are like, "You're not married yet? Everyone's married. Why aren't you married?" And I'm like, "Because nobody's been interested." Thanks for reminding me again.
I'm going to get married. I don't know what you guys.
So, yeah, that was a good video. I enjoyed it. All right. Are we good for the next one?
Yeah.
The next episode was Why Phones Disconnect Us.
Oh.
And I am guilty of this all the time.
You know, I think really it's not just the... For me, because, I mean, like, what I've realized is you don't really even have to be doing anything on your phone. I think we've gotten to a point in society is that just even staring at the screen, even if nothing's on it, actually is stimulating enough. In fact, like, my phone has I got one of the more expensive ones with a fingerprint sensor, and just the fact with that, and it's fast, so, like, me just unlocking it, I just find that so satisfying, even though it's really stupid. It's just that fact that we're so addicted to these things that even just the simple thing of just turning it on gets you so stimulated. I think it's not even just really the content, just the fact that it's there and we're using it, even if it's for nothing.
Stimulated is a weird word.
Like, stimulating is a weird word.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think if there's any kind of, like, dead space, like, silence
Thanks.
Between
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Hey, I couldn't think of another
it's,
word, okay?
No, it's so, you use the word properly. I just
yeah.
Joe is immature.
You guys are all immature. You guys are all immature.
No, because I just didn't say it. I thought it, so yeah. Anyway, Hannah was saying something. Gabe,
take every thought captive.
I was saying,
yes, sir.
Oh, now that I can't remember. Oh, I was saying that, like, I think I'm guilty of doing it. Like, whenever there's dead space between me and another person, like, if me and my mom are going out to dinner, but we're waiting for the waitress to come back or something, and there's nothing else to talk about, actually, she'll start first, and then I'll be like, Mom, we're not doing the phone thing at the table. Like, mine's away. She's like, oh, I just wanted to, and I'm like, okay. So then I pull out mine, and then she'll finish with hers and be like, you're still on your phone. And I'm like, because you pulled hers out.
Parents are the worst.
You did it first. You started it. Mom, you started it.
And kind of back for me, I think, at least for me, because just for me, sometimes, I mean, like, sometimes I just have trouble communicating with people because I have a very logical mind and sometimes can't comprehend deeper social, even though, like, it's a sort of cliche thing that they spell, like, oh, homeschoolers can't socialize. But I mean, and just with that, I mean, like, so mainly I think just subconsciously, I don't really like conversing unless it, like, introvert, right? Like, I've seen stuff online, like, say introverts don't like small talk, but they like deep talk. And that's kind of with me. If I don't see a point in the conversation, I don't really, like, enjoy it. And I think with that, I think that's something I need to learn more about, that even if I don't see a point, it could be worth something. And but then that removes a lot of conversations from the table, and then that's when I pull up my phone. So I think in different ways, for different reasons, we're all addicted to our phones, but it's still the whole thing. Like, we're still addicted to our phones. It's just different reasons for different people.
Yeah, the kind of the point of it was that the phone is kind of an unhealthy way to deal with that kind of thing, which I thought was pretty cool. Hey, what do you guys think he said in the bleep? Because that was pretty convincing.
Floople.
Yeah.
He said floop or
that,
floople.
Yeah, that is my...
It definitely didn't end with an
sort of
L. Either.
Did you say flooping? Yeah. I don't remember.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of my only issue with that, because, I mean, I knew they were trying to make it a bit edgy and stuff, but, I mean, I just kind of didn't like that even they were hinting at it, so that's just personally my opinion. I wish they would have got something more like Floople, but still maybe made the old Floople sound like with a party horn or whatever.
Yeah,
but I just thought it was sort of bordering on inappropriate.
Well,
I personally don't care.
Me neither. I just,
but I know they are a Christian channel, so I don't know.
I had mixed feelings about that as well.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. I that was the first thing that came to my mind. All right. That was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, oh, I wonder what he said.
Before we move on, did anyone watch the video on Jordan's channel about the same thing? Because I thought that one was even better. It's not as funny, but
beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, if I were a crying person, I would have cried.
Yeah. No, my roommate pulled it up. We have YouTube on our TV and I hadn't watched it. My roommate pulled it up and I was doing something in the kitchen and I turned around and watched it. And we were both like, that's like the best video on Jordan's channel.
Yeah. Well,
one of.
I liked it, although then I was kind of the creepy person, and I was pausing at the points where it had all the... You're talking about the one with his phone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I paused it, like, at the point where it showed his bookshelf, and I was looking at all the book titles and trying to see what it was all on his
phone. All right.
Nice. Hey,
let's play a game.
Can I add...
Yes.
Can I add something?
Yeah, you can add
something. Sorry, I'm going to do this with everyone because I, like, super prepared for this.
Matthew's making a face at us because we're going on too long.
Hey, Matthew.
Yes.
Yeah, I just made a face back in. I liked how they did the texting thing on screen. That's something that I haven't seen before.
Yes.
And I thought that was pretty awesome. The black and white with the text on screen with the little bubbles.
Yeah.
And we got to see Bobby Burns, Mr. Robert Fire himself, and his girlfriend, who is also named Jordan, who they have dubbed Girl Jordan. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I really liked how they transported that whole, like, texting off It's like, because you are putting yourself in a whole new place when you're doing that, even though it doesn't look like it or feel like it.
Exactly.
Great.
Let's play a game.
Does anybody else have any thoughts? Yeah, let's do that. The game thing. I'm really excited, actually, about this hashtag game. It's called Hashtag Advice. And I was asked to look for questions that I found on Twitter that people ask. And then we're going to try to answer them.
Are we supposed to answer them seriously or nah?
Whatever way you want to do it, yeah. I think most of these are going to be nah. They're not really serious questions.
So do we each get one question and then we find like one tweet, or how is this going to work?
Actually, well, we can start. Why don't we try doing one question a person since I have that many, and we'll see if that works.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. Cool. So we'll start with Gabe. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You're just the furthest one on the left, so I'm just going to go down the line.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, okay, why is it you must wait until night to call it day?
You must wait until night to call it day?
To call it a day. Like, you know, I'll say, I'm going to call it a day. Night, everyone. Like that. Like, why do you have to wait until night to do that?
Well, because it's... Yeah, you ought to call it a night, right? But people say that. Well, because, like, it's hard to work at night when you're, like, out and about or whatever, or working outside. I don't know why, because we don't work at night. Normal people don't work at night. Normal people sleep at night. So
I take offense to that.
Calling, yeah, well, you're not a normal person. Look at you. Look at you. You're not a normal person.
It's an audio podcast. They can't look at me.
No.
We'll post a picture in the show notes.
All right.
Yes. We'll do that.
Okay.
No,
that's a good answer.
But
I like that answer.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay, Joe, you're up. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. How do I say... Yeah, sure. You don't really have a choice. How do I say I want to watch Netflix and chill without saying Netflix and chill?
There's so many ways. Do you want to...
not the insinuated meaning, the literal meaning.
Maybe not the right question.
No, I'm thinking the literal meaning. I just sometimes when I try to think of specific things, my mind goes blank.
Yeah, like they don't want to say
no, this is beautiful.
You know. Hey, you wanna watch Hulu and
eat pizza.
Relax. I don't know. There are funnier replacements for Netflix and chill. Want to listen to AM radio and chill?
Okay.
That's what they did back in the good old days.
Okay, Grandpa.
Listen to AM radio.
Okay, Grandpa, I'm going to ride my bike over right now.
Next question.
Okay, the next question goes to Matthew, right? Okay. How can something be new and improved? If it's new, what's it improving on?
I get asked this all the time, honestly. And I always say that it's not new and it's not improved. They just decided to make it look new and improved. It's really just the same product with a new ribbon wrapped around it. So they're lying to you is really what it is. So
it's just repackaged old stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Good answer.
That's my answer.
So like the new and the improved cancel each other out? Is that what
happens? It's just fancy language. They're trying to trip people up and make them think that they're doing two things at once, but really they're just doing one thing and they're not even mentioning what they're doing. They're lying. It's complete obfuscation and it's just terrible.
And they always forget to mention that they're lying.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Right.
Well, that's my answer.
Okay. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good answer.
I'll go back to my corner.
Okay, Noah, I think you're up next. So... this was a funny one that I thought I have to include this. Okay. Who's investigating the death of ROTFL? I suspect LOL is involved.
What? Well, I mean,
these questions aren't really advice. They're just weird tweets.
Well, I mean, no, we're supposed to give advice to them. So my advice to you is stop worrying about the life of metaphysical imaginary things. So
Hashtag advice.
Acronym lives don't matter.
Oh no.
That should be our hashtag for the episode. Yes. Acronym lives don't matter.
Okay, awesome. Making note.
Okay. All right. Chris, I think you're the last one. So let's see, which one should I ask? Let's see. Okay, this is a really weird question, and I wasn't sure if I should go with it, but I wrote it down. So, what do words serve? I'm not sure.
What do words serve?
What do words serve?
Like a purpose?
Or yeah, like I guess. Food? I guess like what they're... I have no idea.
Take it either way you want.
You interpret it, and then you
answer
like it.
Or like their master?
It's a cookbook. Hmm,
that's a good question. Let's see. What do words solve?
You know what that's a good question means? It means...
I don't have an
there's
answer.
There's no answer. Yeah, I don't have an answer.
There's no actual theoretical question. Answer to that. But let's see. I could try to think
okay,
of something.
Okay, well, here's the... Okay. I do have a backup question if this one's too difficult.
You know what? Well, it's not solving anything. Never mind.
Okay, let's throw him a different question.
This one,
that was
I don't
like
know if anyone will understand this one because it had.
I don't know what that was.
I have advice for all of these Twitter users: ask better questions.
Yeah, advice to everyone on Twitter. Thanks.
Good. I'm not really sure if this one will make any.
Give
sense.
Us better material to work with.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It was a kind of last minute thing.
No, it's not you. I'm talking to Twitter,
no,
not you.
No, it's not you. It's Twitter. We're just making fun of the tweets because we can.
Yeah. Okay, I'll shoot this one out at everyone because this was kind of a weird question. And I thought it was just really funny. There was a picture. It was underneath a picture of a guy that was exercising and he was climbing up a hill, looked like, and he was really... he was shirtless, okay? And he looked really ripped. So the question underneath the picture was, I am really borrowing a body just like you. What are you doing with yours?
Ooh.
Hey,
well,
Chris, I don't know.
You wanna go first?
Well, that makes me feel bad.
No, because you were the last one before, so this is like your question.
Oh, yes. Well, what am I doing with mine? Well, I'm not buffing it up, if you're wondering.
you mean you don't like take a sander and like buff out any dents or anything? That's what you meant, right?
No.
Oh. Dang.
I do that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like to go without a shirt on. Just saying. So
is that what you're doing? Is keeping your shirt on?
Pretty much.
Let's all keep our shirts on in the podcast.
Sounds like a
I realize it's audio, but it'll make it awkward for us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, are we all going to answer this still?
We can, or we can just leave it. It doesn't matter to me.
I think that we're at time.
I think that, like, man.
Okay.
Right. I think it's got a point, but not the point it's trying to make. Because, like, our bodies are temporary, so we shouldn't worry about our physical needs so much as serving the people around us, like our spiritual needs. You know, man?
Yeah.
I mean, wow, man. I mean, that's really deep, man.
That was a good answer.
So
good.
All right, guys. So now I think we should get to the next thing, which is our favorite Big Head Kid moments.
Ooh.
Does anybody want to jump right in?
All of them. The end.
I think that Joe should do it in his Big Head Kid voice.
Yes.
Just the entire bit.
Well, okay. Well, if you want, my Big Head Kid voice is basically just a Homestar Runner voice that I say is a Big Head Kid.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh.
My my favorite Big Head Kid moment is in that one video, that one time. The Big Head Kid was in it. And he was awesome because Arco doesn't love Big Head Kid. He's a Big Head Kid. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Big Head Kid.
Bravo.
Actually, I don't forget which video it was. Back when they were doing the videos on the Big Head Kid channel, I really love whatever video it is where he talks about his tattoo and how he's saved by the blood of the lamb. Oh, man. That's a great video. I loved all the Big Head Kid channel videos. I wish he'd still done them.
Yeah.
Even though at the time I was kind of like, these aren't as good as I wanted them to be, I still loved them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are pretty funny.
Yeah, they were pretty
all right. Someone
funny.
Other than the producer say stuff.
Did Blind Macau run for president once? Because I think that was one of my favorite ones.
Oh yes, that was a joke I ran with for a long time on the Big Head Twitter. Was Big Head Kid for president? I forget where it comes from. Yeah.
This not really a Big Head Kid moment, but I think the funny thing is, I saw. Where he had, where Josh had shared the most recent, or not the most recent, the pickup lines video, and someone mentioned him as like that kid in the striped red shirt or something. I'm like, how do you not know his name? His name is Big Head Kid.
Oh man,
not a true Blind Macau fan.
They don't say it in too many videos. It's something that if you're not. If you're not at our level of Blind Macau fandom, you might not realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to hear them talking
they
about.
They are not true Blind Macau fans then.
Was there
you're not a real fan.
I liked the Dr. Big Head Kid. I think it was like the 200th episode. Mm.
That's 100th. I know what you're talking about.
100th was
that's a classic. That I was gonna mention
actually
that.
Dr. Big Head Kid might be in 200th too. Finish your thought.
Yeah, 100th is fan episode.
Dr. Big Head Kid I think is my favorite like classic one, like the one where it was a big hit and everything, and I think the Big Head Kid for president is my favorite little obscure one that maybe not everyone knows about, but
antibiotic. Let him finish his thought. We derailed him.
Sorry, my thought.
Yeah.
Sorry for jumping in there.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing about him stealing Jordan's girlfriend was really funny, and then at the end they're like, "Yeah, Dr. Big Head Kid said you're gonna die and then stole your girlfriend. I'll see you tomorrow, Jordan." Yeah, I thought that was really
good. Yeah, that was good.
Ready for our date?
Yes.
But Sarah, you only date losers. No, this guy's different. He's a doctor.
I wouldn't trust that one, though.
That was good.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. I just realized if he said you always date losers, then was he deprecating himself? Because then he
no,
was dating-
because she's never dated him in a video. That's the joke.
Ah, okay, yeah. But she wasn't then technically her girlfriend because they never were dating.
Well,
his girlfriend, not her girlfriend.
She was his potential girlfriend.
Right.
Okay, sure. Yeah, potential. Yeah, that's what it said. It was actually, stole your potential girlfriend. That was the actual line.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Nice, nice. Hey, Chris.
Now that I remember.
Hey, Chris. Yeah. What were some of your favorite moments?
I have to say my favorite was actually from the Blind Macau animated show, The Christmas Feeling.
Oh, yes. That,
to me, this kind of like brought some like character to Big Head Kid a little bit. Like, to me, it gave him like a little bit of a... Okay, everybody kind of like pushes him off because he's Big Head Kid, but at the same time he's still him. It's like I thought it was just a neat way to like bring some characterization to him.
Yeah, and he even like lives next door or something.
Yeah,
they like tell like where he lives and like more about his relationship to the Blimey Cows.
And I have to say, his Big Head Kid comment back at the end. So totally was correct, in my opinion.
What did he say?
The, it was when he got mad when they apologized for not inviting him to the party.
Uh-huh.
Basically, he just yells back at him.
Okay.
I have to say, they kind of dissolved that a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Was there a video?
Like, Noah jumped in, but I don't think he had his own one.
No, yeah, I mentioned the big head kid for president
one. Right, okay, sorry. How about you, Hannah?
I think a long time ago there might have been a video with big head kid and like his dad or something. Or maybe that happens a lot, I don't know. But I like when that happens. Or I think it was like the one time it was like a video about doing what's popular or whatever all the time, or like not being able to and complaining about it or something.
Right. Okay. In the homeschool video, they did like he's like something about Finding Nemo. He's like, "What did I tell you about watching PG movies?" And now we're going to Awana or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. I thought that was really funny.
No, it was like Toy Story. It was like R-rated.
It's Finding Nemo.
Yeah. It's Finding Nemo. Yeah.
Ah.
They did it again.
And then they did the Toy Story. They did Toy Story with the R rating because toys that come to life are apparently black magic.
Right. Yes.
yeah. And then every year in their Christmas video, Big Head Kid complains that his dad bought him the wrong video game.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. And then later on, didn't he get mad because his dad bought him that console, but he didn't want that console now or something?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Hannah, did you have?
No, that was, more? That, was it. That was it.
Okay. I'd also
remember that time that Big Head Kid got a girlfriend.
Yeah. I was just going to mention that she was in like two videos. Like,
well, she's only actually in one video and then you hear her.
Okay.
In the video where Big Head Kid takes over Messy Mondays, you hear her behind the camera.
Yeah. The one about Big Head Kid. I think it's what it's called.
The one about Big Kid Kid.
Yeah. That was a really good episode. I love that one. Yeah, and then the other one was what? When should we start dating?
When should you start dating, I think is what it's called.
Yeah. Might be.
I forget.
When should I start
dating? It was in my top 10 Messy Mondays episodes. I think it was like number 2.
Nice.
I love that episode. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a really good episode. What happened to her?
Well,
did she move away?
I think she doesn't actually live in Tennessee, so she can't be in videos anymore. I don't know.
Crap. She should come back. That was pretty good.
Yeah. So are there any more like Big Head Kid moments that we need to talk about desperately?
I mean, we could be here all night.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I seriously run the Big Head Kid Twitter. I have an archived memory of every Big Head Kid moment. Yeah. There's just too many. There's too many.
Wait.
They're all so good.
I didn't know there was a Twitter.
There are a couple Big Head Kid Twitters out there. Is yours like the most famous or?
Mine was the first, and I believe it's still the most popular. I haven't tweeted from it in a while, though, actually.
You should get on
mine
that.
Is at Big Head Kid 1. I didn't mean to plug my Twitter in this episode, but I mean, it's relevant.
There you go.
Please free follow plug. That and all of my other Twitter accounts also.
How did we not mention antibiotics? I know somebody said that, but like we didn't.
Antibiotics.
We did talk about Dr. Big Head Kid. I don't remember if antibiotics.
Yeah, just somebody said it, but we didn't like pull focus towards it. It was antibiotics. It's like the most quotable thing in Blimey Cow, and it's amazing.
I don't remember that one.
It is, but antibiotics.
Antibiotics. I can't.
I would subscribe to you an antibiotic just to say that I tried.
I can't hear antibiotics without hearing that.
I can't type antibiotics. What do you mean antibiotic?
That's all I've got. So.
Okay. So
there's also Newsman Big Head Kid. He's always great. I can't think of any of his lines, but
me neither.
All right. Well, are we going to wrap this up, or do we need to talk about the hashtag thing first?
What did we say the hashtag was going to be?
Hashtag acronym lives don't matter.
Okay.
Yep, that's right. Acronym lives don't matter. Remember not to put the apostrophe in there, because hashtags don't work if you put an apostrophe in there.
Where do we tweet it to?
Just tweet Twitter. It everywhere, and then tell people to like, favorite, and subscribe to our podcast.
Wait. Can they like and favorite?
I'm a YouTuber. I don't know top podcast technology.
Tell it on the mountains and over the hills and everywhere.
Oh, at Community Cast. Thanks, Matthew.
At Community
Cast.
You
can talk too if you want. You have a microphone. What is,
yeah.
I mean, even with Twitter, I mean, like, they can.
I talk more than the guest host.
What is the hashtag one more time?
They can tweet it too, at Community Cast. But, I mean, like, we'll see it anyway if they just use the hashtag. So, I mean, they can use it without
specific.
If we remember to look, just.
I'll remember to look, okay, guys? I don't have a life, so I have actually, I don't have enough time, but I'm going to do it anyway, maybe.
Okay, so one more time. What was the hashtag again?
Hashtag
acronym lives don't matter.
So everyone listening needs to do that. You can use it at the @CommunityCast thing on Twitter. I'm not really sure how Twitter all works, but you can do that. So do that. You can also do it on Facebook, I'm pretty sure. I'm more familiar with Facebook. But, okay, so thank you for everyone for spending this time listening to us ramble on. If you'd like to chat with us, we're really active on our Facebook page. And last month, we joined Twitter. So message us over there and let us know what you think about the episode using the hashtag... Oh, crap. What was it again? Guys, help me out.
Hashtag.
I'm sure they got it. Hashtag make Donald Trump again.
No.
We're gonna cut that, and we're gonna cut my thing about the pickup line.
Doesn't matter.
It's fine. Got it.
They I'm gonna try the end.
It matters less than acronym lives.
Okay.
Don't be messy. Oh,
don't be messy. Have fun.
This is a good outro.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, see you later.
We didn't say bye yet.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. That's great.
What?
Until next time.